I'm Kyle Melton.
Shane Sullivan.
Jay Madewell.
All right, guys. Well, why don't we start out? Just tell me a little bit about what Rock and Roll Playdate is.
Well, after having a little bit of experience hosting some open mics, I kind of realized that drummers are always left out, and I've always played drums and have some extra drum gear, so we talked about having drums and amps. I know Shane always has some extra amps lying around, and to make it easy for people to come in and play some songs, sign up for slot, just kind of mix it up, see what happens. You really don't have to bring much, just guitar, sticks, and bass, but we have everything else.
And earlier this spring, when Jeff Rocafe had been doing the open mic, hosting it, and when he left, we kind of just, you know, me and Jay and Shane were all talking, and we thought, you know, and Jay came up with this idea of introducing, you know, having a full band behind an open mic to kind of take it to another level, and we thought that was a really good idea. And, you know, a way for musicians to kind of, you know, maybe meet other musicians that are playing around town. And maybe if you're in a band and you want to play more than your band is able to play or whatever, you can kind of come out and just have some fun, you know, in a sort of more low-pressure situation.
Have you found that so far, has this been like a breeding ground for any new bands yet? Or
yes, actually it has. Truthfully, we had some people, we try to set up everything like for bands meet on the open mic, and then a lot of them have went to the Buddha Den. I believe we have someone that's actually going to go to that coming up. Is that right?
Yeah, a couple of the bands that came out and, you know, sort of, you know, showcased on the Wednesday night. You know, we've moved them on to the Tuesday night, which is the Buddha Den Intro Expo, which we also do here at South Park Tavern. It's a really good way for new bands to come out, and you know, we can find out about them, and then they can move up, and then, you know, a couple of them have already started to move on to, you know, other nights of the week. So it's, you know, it's been a really good situation in that way.
The main thing when we first started, we had open mic before we did this, and we always ran it really loose. You know, like someone would play a little bit longer, you can come in, or someone would ask you to get up and play. So, you know, when Jay came and said, "Let's get a drum kit in here," I'm like, "Oh, great. We're all good musicians. We've been around for a while, so we'll set in if you want us to set in with you, and, you know, mix it up."
Yeah, I think it actually started when Eric Rafe had a really small drum kit and some congas, and he told me to play drums, and he played congas, and I never even really played with a conga player before, but it really opened my eyes, and it's made me think about music completely differently lately.
Do you find that there's a lot of room for experimentation? You said it makes you think of music differently. Have you seen existing bands get up and sort of do different things?
Oh, yeah. We've had a few bands kind of come in and just do sets. And we've had, you know, different musicians come in. What was it, a couple weeks ago? Who was it that... John Dubuque and...
John Dubuque and Denny Wilson.
Yeah. They came in and they played.
Dan Toohey comes in an awful lot. This is prior to this, but he also would come in and he'd just, "Hey, get up here," and then basically all you have to do is say what root of the note is and we'll try to follow you.
Yeah.
And don't be uptight about if there's a mess up, because you'll learn it by the end of the song and come back next week.
Yeah, and we've had a couple like sort of singer-songwriter guys come in and ask, you know, because again, we offer, you know, Jay plays drums and Shane will play bass or keys or whatever with whoever, and you know, some people have come in and just had, you know, fantastic sets that wouldn't have happened otherwise. You know, and it's been some pretty magical moments, just impromptu like that, which is really cool.
Who was the guy last week? The nice, quiet...
I don't remember, but he's coming back this week.
He was good. He was good.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. I kept telling me to play quieter, so I did.
Patrick,
yeah. It worked.
Well, Jay, you kind of hit on this right at the start, but given that most open mic nights are all about singer-songwriters, do you guys feel like you're really opening up the field to all different types of musicians? Not just, you know, guitar and drums and things like that, but just different styles? And
yeah, if it fits into an open mic setting and you like what you're hearing, you know, we'll make it work. We're all into this for the fun of it. And
we've had some people come in with mixing boards, haven't we?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely sort of freewheeling and, you know, whatever. And there's been, you know, it's very eclectic in the styles of music. I mean, because, you know, again, when you sign up for an open mic, you just don't know what you're going to get. And then when other musicians are thrown into that mix of having to react in the moment to what's going on, it's definitely very spontaneous. It's definitely...
You hit that jazz vibe, you know, where musicians' brains click all together. I mean, there's that unspoken word of what musicians do.
I remember a few weeks ago, you were directing me from behind the mixing board because I didn't know the song. And I was just watching you. And it worked out. I don't know. I feel like I've never fallen on my face trying this stuff. It's always turned out pretty well. And you know, I was scared of doing things like this until I tried it. And that's just life. That's what I'm learning. You just got to stick your neck out a little bit and be a little bit uncomfortable if you want to get that next level.
So how do people sign up? How do they get involved?
All you really need to do is go to the South Park Tavern website and. Click on music, and there's a tab for the rock and roll playdate, and just sign up in advance, pick a time slot.
SouthParkTavern.com, very easy to remember.
Well, what else should people know if they want to come out and play or just come out and watch?
Okay, the main thing, you bring your own instrument, bring your own cord. I don't like all my cords missing. And when you sign up, let us know. There's a section for comments. Let us know what you're going to be doing and if you need someone to back you up. That way we can make arrangements, you know, kind of know ahead of time. And make sure you have about a 25-minute slot. Have your guitar ready and tuned, or, you know, your instrument ready to go prior to getting on stage so I don't have to hunt you down. And then that's about it, I think.
Yeah, and just know that, you know, we provide the drums and the amps, so there's no need to bring any amps. We have that taken care of. We also have a keyboard, so if people want to come out and just play piano or whatever, we can provide that as well. We have quality equipment, so there's really is, I mean, as far as an open mic, it's fairly well, stocked as far as gear, so.
And we're all into the idea, too. If you have a half-baked demo and you want to drop it off, I'll listen to it and figure out what I can play on it, you know, if... Or we can just wing it. It's fun either way.
You guys had any, like, favorite memories of doing this so far? Like, any, you know, stellar moments that really sort of stand out to you? As like, yeah, this is what this is all about. Or...
I have a lot. I've played with Henrik now, like, the ukulele master. Yeah, 10 or 12 times or more already. And I guess more than I've played with, you know, he's... quickly becoming in the top 5 or 10 people I've played with, in, like, quantity. But I really like the A-sides, B-sides guys. They always do a bunch of fun covers. Sometimes I just jump up and play with those guys. Todd, known as Bucket Mouth, has been doing some cool Bill Withers stuff lately. I've played with him.
There's about a week ago when Denny Wilson showed up. Him and John DeBuck did a set, and then I went and asked Denny to come up at the very end of it and play a song with me, and he's like, "Well, what are we doing?" I go, "We're just going out of A, follow me." And then we ended up doing a 10-minute version of Helter Skelter that turned out to be quite fun.
There have just been, you know, I remember like the very first night that we kind of did it was like a really good night. Everyone just kind of came together and we kind of saw the potential in it and everyone kind of got behind it. And I mean, there's been a lot of people that have been done, that have done a lot of great sets, like Paige Beller does a lot of great sets.
Yep.
There's been a couple bluegrass guys that came in that were really good. The guy Patrick from last week was pretty amazing. And then, like, one week we had Northwest Ordnance and the Revelators close things out, and that was a lot of fun. So it's been all over the map stylistically and you know, musically, what you can get away with on an open mic. It's very exciting.
Yeah. Just when you're describing those musicians, I'm thinking, okay, Northwest Ordnance, you know, they're kind of rock, garage rock. You've got Paige, who does acoustic stuff, but she also plays a lot of punk, and then you said bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
So are the crowds pretty receptive to the difference in styles?
Yeah, everybody's just kind of hanging out, and, you know, we got the music pumped out on the patio, and, you know, you hear something you especially like, you run in and check it out. I'm always surprised at what kind of reaction we get from the crowd while we're playing. It sounds good to me.
If people get up and come up to the very front, and if there's a good act, they'll stand right in front of it and cheer you on. Yeah. Dancing Tom's here.
Yeah, it's kind of inspiring when so many people can see so many different things over the course of the night and just get into whatever's going on and just kind of roll with it. I mean, it's very encouraging to see people willing to go and check something out like that, and just for whatever is going to happen, because you don't know what's going to happen from week to week. But there are a lot of people that, you know, frequent the event, and they come out and they'll bring some extra people with them, and somebody might just come out and see what's going on, and they just find something to dig into.
And there's so many people in and out. It depends. It changes from hour to hour. At some points, it's packed. At some points, you're just having fun because the music sounds good. It's
The guy was last week, he was from out of town. That was pretty cool. You know, he's here for a month and was looking for somewhere. And something might happen out of that, meeting, and, you know, another musician.
Was there anything else you guys want to add?
Just come and check us out. You know, it's always free. It's not going to hurt. Just stick your head in the door and see if you like it.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. It's free. So, yeah, there's nothing to lose.
We've been talking to Kyle Melton, Jay Madewell, and Shane Sullivan about the Rock and Roll Playdate. That's every Wednesday night at South Park Tavern on Wayne Avenue in downtown Dayton. For more information, you can check out southparktavern.com, or we'll post some info up on the Kaleidoscope Facebook page. That's facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. And in the background right now, we're hearing Supermassive, a band from Cincinnati, playing live at South Park Tavern. This is Kaleidoscope.